As we've said, Republican support of the Ryan budget plan and what did we do to Medicare played a key role in a special congressional election in New York yesterday. The district is very Republican. It's the suburban Buffalo district, once represented by former Housing Secretary Jack Kemp. But last night, Democrat Kathy Hochul won. Now, both parties are sifting through the results to understand what they might mean for the 2012 election. And here to help us do the same is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Robert.
Let's begin with the Democrats. What do they think the takeaway message from the vote in upstate New York was?
Well, Democrats think this race was a referendum on Paul Ryan's plan to privatize Medicare for future beneficiaries. They think this is a game changer. They think this is something they can replicate in House races all around the country in 2012. This was, as you said, a very Republican district. It had a big Republican registration advantage. It's a district that went for John McCain in 2008. But polls showed Medicare was the number one issue for more than 25% of voters in the district who are 55 and up, and the Democrat hammered the Republican on this issue.
And we should say the Ryan plan is, of course, the plan proposed by Congressman Paul Ryan, Republican of Wisconsin, who's the chairman of the House Budget Committee. For the Republicans, what's the takeaway message of this race in New York State?
Well, Republicans now are saying that Jane Corwin, who was the Republican candidate, wasn't a very strong candidate. There also was a third candidate in the race, Jack Davis, a millionaire, a perennial candidate in New York State. He claimed the Tea Party mantle, and he did siphon votes away from the Republican. But there is a debate now in the Republican Party whether they should double down on the Ryan plan or move away from it, as many Republican presidential candidates have done. Plenty of Republicans are worried about this. The Ryan plan is unpopular. Still, it's important to point out that, as we learned in 2010, it's very hard to extrapolate from one special election to the next congressional elections. Democrats won several specials in 2010. They breathed a big sigh of relief, and of course, they still got creamed. They lost bigger than they anticipated in November. But what matters is what Democrats and Republicans think happened, and I think the results of this election are going to encourage Democrats to beat the Medicare drum. Paul Ryan himself says the issue was demagogued. He calls it Medi-Scare tactics, and he says when Republicans set the record straight, Americans will know they've been lied to, and he is attacking Democrats for bankrupting Medicare by doing nothing to save the program.
Now, Democrats in the Senate, where they are the majority, I gather actually wanted to see the Senate Republicans called upon to vote up or down on the Ryan plan from the House. There actually was a procedural vote about that today. What happened?
There was a procedural vote. The vote blocked the Ryan plan from coming to the Senate floor. The vote was 40-57, and five Republicans joined the Democrats. In a sense, this was a test vote. Five Republicans, in effect, voted no on the Paul Ryan plan, and they are Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins of Maine, two moderate Republicans, Scott Brown of Massachusetts. In Scott Brown's state, the Ryan plan is extremely unpopular. Rand Paul of Kentucky, who had his own reasons. He has an alternative budget plan of his own. And Lisa Murkowski, also a moderate Republican of Alaska.
So in the Senate, the Democrats were able to maneuver the Republicans into, at least some of them, into disowning the Ryan plan?
Yes, they certainly were. And these Republicans had their own reasons. Richard Lugar, for instance, who has a Tea Party primary, voted for the Ryan plan. So each of these Republicans had their own political reasons.
Mara, what relationship does all of this have to the negotiations that Vice President Biden is running now to try to do something to raise the debt ceiling?
Well, I think the results of the New York 26 special election are going to embolden Democrats to hang tough on entitlements. A lot of Democrats think, why should they give up on an issue that's working so well for them? The problem is that in order to have meaningful deficit reduction of the kind that both sides say they want, you have to have some kind of Medicare cuts. You might not have to have the Paul Ryan privatization plan, but even Steny Hoyer, who's the number two Democrat in the House, says that Medicare has to be on the table. And Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, would like Medicare to be part of a deal so it can be taken off the table as an issue in 2012. But the only way Democrats will agree to cut Medicare is if Republicans agree to raise taxes or revenues. So we are at the same standoff that we've been when it comes to really doing something about the deficit.
Okay. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Mara Liasson.